From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman. There is now evidence that something caused alarm on board a doomed jetliner. Minutes before, Egypt Air Flight 804 plunged into the Mediterranean Sea early Thursday, smoke alarms rang out in the plane's cabin. That, according to flight data, the Aviation Herald website, which covers the aviation industry, published the data that shows smoke alarms in the bathroom ringing out not long before the plane crashed. The website reports that it received the information via the Aircraft Communications Addressing and Reporting System, called ACARS, a system used by airline operators to download flight data, which shows that smoke was detected in the toilet at 2:26 a.m. local time. About a minute later, another alarm went off, signaling an avionic smoke alert. Then 2 minutes later, the last ACARS alert went out, signaling smoke or a fire near the electronics and equipment bay of the aircraft. France's Aviation Safety Agency confirmed the validity of the messages, but a spokesman said it is far too soon to interpret and understand the cause of the accident as long as we have not found the wreckage or the flight data recorders. Egyptian authorities are also investigating the smoke alerts. In another development, search crews have found human remains along with the personal belongings of passengers from the aircraft, but they're still searching for the bulk of the wreckage. The disappearance has renewed security concerns months after a Russian passenger plane was shot down over the Sinai Peninsula. The Russian aircraft crashed in Sinai October 31st, killing all 224 people on board. This is VOA News. The NATO-led military coalition in Afghanistan says a suicide bomber struck one of its vehicles north of Kabul Saturday but caused no casualties to its personnel. The attack occurred in Bagram District, which hosts the largest U.S. military air base in Afghanistan, about 55 kilometers from the Afghan capital. A Taliban spokesman claimed responsibility for the suicide car bombing on a convoy. Saturday's bombing came a day after NATO foreign ministers and alliance partners agreed to extend beyond 2016 the Resolute Support Mission, which is mandated to train, advise, and assist Afghan security forces and institutions. The Taliban says its violent campaign will continue until the withdrawal of all foreign forces from Afghanistan and implementation of an Islamic system in the country. Iraq's ambassador to Jordan says that the border crossing between the two countries is expected to reopen in about 2 weeks. That would end an 11-month closure and would allow for a resumption of vital trade and the return of Iraqi refugees. Safia Al-Suhail said on Saturday that the trouble crossing will open once any explosives planted by the Islamic State group in the Anbar border area are cleared away.
One of the problems is the landmines that ISIL used to have all over the area that has been invaded by them. So one of the reasons is to clean the area and make sure that no harm is going to given to any of the civilian who is going to cross the borders soon after the opening of the borders.
Earlier this week, Iraqi forces drove IS out of the Anbar town of Rutba on the main Jordan-Iraq trade route. The closure of the border dealt a blow to Jordan, with exports to Iraq dropping from $1.16 billion in 2014 to $690 million in 2015. Cyclone Ruanu swept across the southeastern coast of Bangladesh Saturday, forcing an estimated 500,000 people out of their homes. Tidal surges of up to 2 meters and floods killed at least 20 people. The cyclone weakened after making landfall, but authorities in Bangladesh said scores of villages already were submerged by floodwaters. Many of the victims were rice farmers, overwhelmed by the storm as they worked in their paddies, accounts from the region said. Deadly landslides in parts of Chittagong District crushed villagers' mud and tin shacks, and the casualty toll is expected to rise. I'm Ira Melman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.